Welcome. This is a short audio tour of Demismatch and Core, two connected websites that together lay out one idea and the machinery behind it. Demismatch is the front door, the why. Core is the specification, the how. If you only have a few minutes, this is the whole thing, spoken plainly. Start with the claim at the center of everything. Modern human distress, in most cases, is not a disorder inside the person. It is accurate signaling about a world that no longer fits the people living in it. The systems that produce human wanting, fear, and feeling are working. They are doing exactly what they evolved to do. What has changed is the environment they are running in. Anxiety, low mood, chronic stress, loneliness, restlessness. These are usually intelligible outputs of sound systems responding to conditions they were never built for. A smoke detector going off in a smoky room is not broken. The architecture is fine. The inputs are wrong. So the fix is not to find a defect in the person and patch it. The fix is to change the world so the deep systems stop sounding the alarm. This matters far beyond mental health, and here is where it gets sharp. It points at a blind spot in how we build technology, and especially how we try to align artificial intelligence. The standard assumption is that what a person clicks, says, or prefers reveals what is good for them. The position here is that preferences are outputs of evolved mechanisms, not ground truth. A lonely person can genuinely want an AI companion. A person caught in a feed can genuinely want the next video. The wanting is real. It is also not reliable evidence that the thing is good for them. Any system that optimizes for stated or revealed preference without a model of the architecture underneath ends up building perfect proxies and deepening the mismatch. It optimizes against the very person it claims to serve. That is the project, and Demismatch organizes it into four parts. First, the why. The case that the problem is mismatch, that suffering is signal, that the fix is the world rather than the person. Second, core, the source. An evidence-graded account of what humans actually need and how those needs operate. Third, two arms built on top of core. One arm points at machines, aligning artificial intelligence to the specification of what humans are, underneath the layer of what humans say they want. The other points at people, with tools that let a person see the mismatch they are in. And fourth, the horizon. What comes after, when environments are built to fit human biology rather than against it? On the human side, the tools come in two families. Decode reads the mismatch. You point it at something in your life, and it returns the mechanism that is firing, the proxy modern life is using to hit it, and the real input that would actually resolve it. Decode Talk, the chat version, is live today. A browser extension that annotates web pages and a camera version that reads a photo of a scene are in build. The second family, Adapter, builds the matched conditions back. It starts with Lens, a morning tool that puts a role, a group, and a goal that matters back into your field of view. The difference from a wellness app is the whole point. A wellness app tells you to feel better. An AI companion sits in the place of a relationship and returns none of what a relationship delivers, which is the most dangerous proxy of all because it fires the bonding response while supplying nothing that resolves it. Decode does neither. It names what is happening so you can act on the world. So that is the why and the what. Now the how. Everything in Demismatch rests on one reference work, and that reference work is core. Core is an evidence-graded atlas of the complete human motivational and emotional architecture, a map of the systems that drive what humans want, feel, fear, and pursue, and what each of those systems was built to need. Its one-line description is ambitious on purpose, a complete account of what a human being is. The word atlas is deliberate. Core maps the territory. The precedent is something like the Allen Brain Atlas, or the Human Cell Atlas, open foundational infrastructure that describes what a thing is, built so that anyone can build on top of it. It is not a product, not an app, not a chatbot. It is the spine.
The structure is a pyramid, derived once and now locked.
Reading from the foundation up, two framing premises about how organisms relate to the world, then three core premises that survival and reproduction are what evolution optimizes for, that the organism is a set of specialized interacting systems rather than one general purpose learner, and that modern environments systematically push those systems outside the range they were built for. From those premises come derived properties of the architecture, then a layer of convergences, the places where many independent lines of research, different labs, different methods, different decades, point at the same structural fact. And then, at the top, 15 mechanisms, the actual systems that produce human motivation and emotion. Each layer is forced by the one beneath it. Nothing is reverse engineered to fit a conclusion decided in advance. The 15 mechanisms, in plain terms, are these: threat management, pursuit and exploration, social bonding, social calibration through play, status monitoring, agency, circadian regulation, immune regulation, care and alloparenting, movement, cooperation and alliance, contamination avoidance, energy regulation, reproductive motivation, and touch. Each one maps to a system shaped by evolution, with a defined input the system is checking for, and a defined cost when that input goes missing. The signature idea inside each mechanism is the proxy gradient. Picture a cue lamp that stays lit beside a staircase of function that drains away. A proxy fires the cue without supplying the function. The like, the notification, the sweet drink, the parasocial feed. Each one trips the signal that a real input would trip while delivering little or none of the thing the system actually needed. That is mismatch, made concrete, mechanism by mechanism.
What keeps this honest is a strict quality discipline, because a framework that can absorb anything explains nothing. The evidence has to earn its place, and when it cannot, it gets downgraded rather than defended. Sources clear three hard gates. Every work needs a verifiable identifier, or it must be physically in the collection. Anything drawn from it must come from the full text, never an abstract or a snippet, and any stored quote has to be word for word. When the strength of a piece of evidence is in doubt, it is graded down, not up. Evolutionary stories are never written in as fact before they are tested, and the framework treats genuine challenges, like substance-specific findings from addiction neuroscience, as real challenges, not as threats to be explained away. One careful distinction is worth making. CORE leans on the idea of the environment a human's systems were shaped in, but it uses that only as a diagnostic baseline, a reference point for measuring the gap between what a system expects and what it gets. It is not a prescription, and it is not nostalgia for the past. The goal is never to restore the ancestral form of anything. It is to deliver the function the system is actually checking for. A bonding system needs trusted co-regulation. It does not need you to live in a hut. On the CORE site, you can explore all of this directly. There is the grid of 15 mechanisms, each opening to its resolution conditions and its proxy gradient. There is the full derivation stack, layer by layer. There is a reference library of the foundations, the convergences, the demonstrations, the cases, the applications, the open gaps, and the thinkers behind the work. There is an interactive map of the whole atlas, and the entire specification can be downloaded. Every count on the site is read live from the data, never hand-entered. On the Demismatch site, you get the argument itself, an 8-beat walkthrough that runs from the CORE claim through mismatch, the hijack, the loop, wanting, CORE, artificial intelligence, and finally the fix.
Here is the short version.
You are not broken. You are a finely working organism in a world that does not fit you, and the bad feeling is an accurate readout of a wrong environment. Demismatch is the case for that, and the work to fix it. CORE is the evidence and the structure underneath. One describes what humans need,
The other is being built so that machines and people can finally build to it. If you want to go further, demismatch.com is the front door, and core.demismatch.com is the specification. Thanks for listening.